You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're entering towards the tail end of 2021. Much is in store for us next year. And of course, this show will always be discussing the two elements or the two intersections of business and technology. What kind of business can we talk about for this episode? Well, I have in store for us today, Nokia. Joining us is Dato' Abdul Muhammad Rauf Nasir, the Managing Director of Nokia Malaysia, Maldives, as well as Sri Lanka. How are you, Dato'?
Good.
Let's talk about
inviting me, Ibrahim.
Now, it's always a pleasure talking to folks like Nokia over on the show. We want to do a quick stock take into the business of Nokia of today before we jump into the whole notion of 5G and the kind of developments that is pertaining to this sector. So talk through us through what Nokia Malaysia is up to these days.
All right. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. Thank you for inviting me. Let me just give a quick introduction about myself, right? So I've just joined Nokia, actually, about 4 months. I think this is a very exciting place to be, a very exciting place because of, I think we heard a lot about this 5G, right, conversation. And I see a lot of opportunity in 5G. If you looking at the market survey by 2025, the Asia Pacific region alone will spend about $400 billion US dollar, and 80% of that will be allocated to 5G. And when I joined Nokia, something that is very interesting, I look at the portfolio of what Nokia can offer to the operator, for example, right? We have four major portfolio with us. Number one is the mobile network. This is where 5G is all about, all the innovation, leadership of Nokia in the 5G related solutions. So that's number one. Number two is in the fixed broadband infrastructure. We are all familiar about fixed broadband. And when we go back to home, you know, we're using Wi-Fi. So this is another solution or business offering that Nokia offer to our customers. We have three sub portfolio. We have network infrastructure, which is the IP router solution, followed by the optic. Optic is where you require a transport to carry a very heavy traffic. And the third one is in our fixed network. So that is the second portfolio of Nokia. The third one is in our CNS, our cloud network services. So this is where the services and the software that we offer to our customer. The fourth one, last but not least, is our technology. This is IP, where we provide brand licensing, patent licensing, and technology licensing to our customer and partner.
All right. I want to talk to you more about 5G developments here in this country. DNB has been tasked to do the single wholesale network. There are some conversations on how the telcos are signing up or not signing up during the trial period. With all these ongoing developments, where do you see the 5G rollout when it comes to Malaysia heading towards 2022?
Okay, I think every country is unique. We are watching the development in Malaysia. I think there was a recent development yesterday, as you are aware. So we're watching very closely. Our focus is always with the customer. We have a very long-standing relationship with our customers, and we are ready to support them, Ibrahim.
And do you feel that there is a solution towards this whole development? Or do you feel that there will be some sort of an impasse into how 5G is being rolled out in this country?
I think there will definitely be a solution, right? If I look at the trend today, right in the Asia Pacific region, the trend has always been, as far as the 5G is concerned, network sharing model, right? We see the trend that's happening in Japan, Korea, and close to us, our neighbor, even in Singapore. So I definitely convinced that definitely will be a solution for us here in Malaysia.
Let's talk about the Nokia strategy when it comes to 5G developments, not just in Malaysia, but of course in the region, and perhaps some of the countries that you're responsible for, namely Maldives and Sri Lanka. How would the consumer try to see and perceive or understand a little bit more about the business of Nokia moving into 2022?
Okay, so if you look at the 5G infrastructure worldwide, right, globally, Nokia will definitely be a market leader, right? We are present in almost all the country that is having 5G infrastructure right now. That's number one. Number two is our focus. We will continue to focus in the R&D, right? 20 to 30% of our income will be spent on R&D. In fact, in 2020 alone, we spent about 4 billion euro in R&D, right? And we have the largest numbers of patent right now. So we are very, very convinced. We are very competitive with the solution, the experience, the technology that we have. We've definitely wanted to contribute to the 5G implementation here in Malaysia.
The NDAs that you signed perhaps would restrict our conversation further, but do share with us what you can when it comes to the countries that you're working in right now. Where is the development stage at? Where would be some of the hurdles that you need to overcome? As much as you can, I suppose, when it comes to the business developments here in this region.
So if you look at the Asia-Pacific country, right, some of the country is very advanced in terms of the 5G implementation. For example, like the Australia, Japan, Korea, and recently in Singapore, for example. So these are the countries where we have a strong presence to provide our solution. And I mentioned just now the trend on the network sharing. They are using our technology and solution to put up that infrastructure in this country, like I mentioned.
You were mentioning just now 4 billion euros in terms of R&D. Of course, that's a lot of chunk in terms of a company using their funds for R&D. But one can also argue that some of your competitors are also deploying a lot of capital in R&D for 5G and perhaps even 6G. Later on, we can even talk about it. So do you feel that this market is very constricted, particularly when it comes to trying to find solution partners out there? Do you feel that you're facing quite a competitive market to a point where it becomes very homogenous in the types of solutions that you provide? So how do you distinguish yourself from your competitors?
See, if you look at in terms of the in terms of the product roadmap, the sustainability of the company, there are a lot of indication that you can get out from the investment on R&D alone. For example, right, in the case of Nokia in 2020, we spent about 4 billion euro. So if you convert into Malaysian ringgit, that's about 20 billion ringgit, right? Was invested in the R&D. So we have a lot of innovation that is coming. And if like what I said earlier, in terms of the number of patents, we have the most number of patents, right? If you compare to our peers and people that are involved in this technology. So we are very confident, you know, we're very confident with the investment that we do and with the patents, with innovation, and what we see that is coming in the horizon. We are very, very confident, and we can be assured of that we are the leading technology provider as far as the 5G, which is in the mobile. But not to forget that we are also a leading provider in the fixed broadband infrastructure. So Nokia is not just limited, you know, having a solution in the mobile broadband infrastructure. We also have a solution in the fixed broadband infrastructure. I think the fixed is like, you know, when you go back home and you turn on your Wi-Fi or your handphone and you connect yourself to the Wi-Fi. So we have that kind of solution as well, not just in a mobile broadband, but also in the fixed broadband.
Many countries have some sort of a monopoly when it comes to fixed broadband. In Malaysia, we have TM. Other countries also have similar kind of setup. Do you feel that this is going to be changing in the future when it comes to fixed broadband, where many other competitors could come in and also provide solutions for the market?
So if you look at, for example, in the case of Malaysia, right? Today, the fixed broadband, you can basically subscribe from multiple providers, right? So it is I would say that it is up to the customer or the consumer to decide which service provider that you want to choose. So we are lucky here, we have an option, all right? And depending on the services provided by the service provider, then we will decide. And also the cost is also a very important factor, right? Mm-hmm. So I think in the case of Malaysia, we are lucky, we have a choice.
All right, we'll go for one short break before we continue our conversation with Dato' Rauf of Nokia Malaysia. Thanks for staying on. I have with me on the line Datuk Muhammad Rauf Nasir, the Managing Director of Nokia Malaysia, Maldives as well as Sri Lanka. Datuk, let's talk a little bit more about the application of 5G. You must be reminded that many of the applications revolves around industrial usage, at least in the first part of 5G rollout. But consumers are still asking, when can they enjoy 5G? It's important for us to take note that 5G deployment has taken place in some parts of Malaysia, not nationwide just yet. But of course, DNB in particular is rolling out fast 5G for consumers. The same story can be said about all the other countries in this region. Malaysia's slightly lagging behind when it comes to consumer applicability of 5G. Do you feel that this advent of the arrival of 5G is here? And where does the consumer fit in when it comes to use case scenarios?
Okay, if you look at the evolution of the technology, right? Before 5G, we have 4G. Before 4G, we have 3G. So what drives 3G? What drives 3G is basically music, right? So what drives 4G? What drives 4G is basically video application. 5G, in our view, it is all about the enterprise business. And of course, the consumer can leverage from the current broadband speed, the mobile broadband speed that they have, by connect and switching the network to 5G. So I would say that 5G use cases, business case is a lot more to do with the enterprise. We are talking about digitalization of enterprise. I think I'm sure you remember about this Ford IR, right? So this is where the difference is, and this is where it will drive a 5G further. Consumer is given, right? Today, I think with the speed that we have, and of course, with a better speed, in this case, we're talking about minimum 100 Mbps, it will definitely serve the consumer better. But I think the real case and the business case of 5G is really in the enterprise. When I talk about enterprise, I'm talking about, you know, the industry, like manufacturing, transportation, which in this case, port, airport, seaport, right? Oil and gas. So these are basically the industry that I refer to as enterprise.
Some of the key features or the upside, of course, is in integrated manufacturing, integrated farming, real-time usage from traffic, V2V, vehicle to vehicle, V2X, vehicle to everything. These are all autonomous vehicle. These are all very interesting solutions that can be rolled out. In fact, if I recall correctly, the first kind of experimentations that I have witnessed myself was in the 2018 CES in Las Vegas. And that was like 4 years ago now, we're entering into 2022. I fear that while all these test case or use case scenarios are all possibilities for many countries to enjoy, I'm not just talking about Malaysia, of course, it seems like the industrial rollout is still, or the enterprise rollout, is still quite far behind. Do you feel that this is there's still a lot of untapped opportunities for enterprise or for government, local council to tap into? Where do you see areas where we could see an accelerant deployment of these solutions that we see, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago in terms of the use case scenario? Do you feel that many countries are still missing out on the opportunities of having this rollout at the enterprise level?
Well, I think a lot of, if I look at the country in the region, they are also at the start, at the beginning of the implementation of the 5G. And I see it will go up to that, the value change from consumer to the enterprise. in with this fourth industrial revolution, right? The IoT, all the sensors, and a lot of industry, for example, that I talked to in the oil and gas, for example, they're talking about remote operation, autonomous operation. And I think we've been hearing about the autonomous vehicle, right? So we are actually moving toward that direction. If I look at and share with you, for example, the phases of 5G, I would say rollout, it started with the enhanced mobile broadband, and this is where the consumer is. And the second one is the machine-to-machine kind of connectivity. And last but not least, we're talking about very low latency mission critical application, like autonomous car, right? This is a very mission critical. And the millisecond or sub-second is very important to avoid anything that happened to that particular in this example. Yeah.
One other area that I you haven't touched upon is med tech or health tech, where of course because of the pandemic it has brought to light the kind of solutions that is deeply needed, not just about the management of COVID or other pandemic related issues, but elective cases anywhere from heart surgery, anywhere other than healthcare, mental healthcare issues. All of this could be further revolutionized in terms of providing solutions for patients that might need these kinds of benefits or solutions. Do you feel that countries around the world and in this region could further reinvigorate their solution finding in medtech and health tech using 5G as the enabler?
Yeah, I think definitely there is definitely a great potential in that particular area. I mentioned about currently a lot of people looking at 5G as the enhanced, mobile broadband. And the promise of 5G is the IoT machine to machine. And the next promise is the low latency. This is where a mission critical operation that can make use of the current 5G infrastructure because of the fact that they have a very low latency. Yeah, I think this is where the application of what you just mentioned will be basically available. I think something that you will probably not see today, we will probably see a common in the near future to come.
All right, Dato, we'll go for one more short break before we continue on with Nokia Malaysia. Welcome back. I have with me Dato' Rauf Nasir of the big company, familiar company, Nokia. There are talks already of 6G while we're busying ourselves with 5G rollout. The march of progress for technology continues on. Is it too early for us to talk about 6G?
Okay, we are still at the start, the beginning of 5G, right? And I mentioned we are talking about the enhanced mobile broadband. And the next step is the machine to machine. And another next step to the very low latency. I would say in the case of 5G, we are still at the bottom step of the journey. But of course, people are talking about 6G. And I said earlier, we have put a lot of investment in our R&D. We are definitely prepare ourselves, for example, right? In the case of 6G. In fact, we just announced the software as a service recently, which we will focus in the analytic, data management, and in security. So this is an area will be a major concern and will definitely add value to a lot of the CSP. And we are already, focusing in the edge computing. Edge computing means that, the processing is all done at the edge. I'm sure you know that, right? And this is the area that we are already into it. And we are also a strong supporter of ORAN, Open Open RAN, you know, a big contributor to the O-RAN alliance. And the next thing that we see that is coming is the in terms of how do you get your network to be more efficient. So we have this service orchestration kind of a solution that we are offering to our customers. And of course, when the networks become more and more intelligent, adaptive, deep learning, and all that. So we are actually already moving toward that 6G kind of application. But I think the 5G is where we need to start off with, right? I think we'll, I don't think we are far away from any other countries. And I think we can catch up. Definitely, we can do that. Yeah.
You know, all that you mentioned just now, it's extremely and deeply interesting. Perhaps I'm more attuned to these kind of items and therefore I find it interesting. Edge computing, SaaS. And one thing that I just read very recently, like a few days ago, digital human as a service. It's basically androids talking like humans, helping out consumers or clients to address their issues. These are big, big mega themes that need proper solutioning from folks like you. Do you feel that Nokia has the wherewithal to actually pull this off in terms of software as a service, edge computing, frontier computing or edge computing? Do you feel that these are the kind of future business pillars that Nokia must lean on so that you can continue to provide excellent solution to the market?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Nokia is basically ready. You know, you can basically get that indication from the fact that the spending on the R&D. You know, I mentioned earlier, we spent about 20 billion ringgit R&D in 2020 alone, and 20 to 30% of our income is also been allocated for the R&D. So R&D is very, very important. We are talking about what is coming in the future and the trend and direction. And Nokia definitely, with the kind of investment that we make in R&D, we are definitely ready to provide that kind of solution in the future.
Fantastic. Any final words, Dato?
Well, I think, like I said, this is a very exciting time. A lot of excitement. Everyone is talking about 5G. We are the market leader right now. We have 204 commercial 5G sites. We are also a market leader in the private wireless. This is more for the enterprise, right? And with the big investment that we have, with a lot of innovation and the IP, I am very sure that we have a lot of things to contribute to the country, and we are ready to contribute to the country on the 5G rollout.
Fantastic. That was Datuk Mohamad Rauf Nasir, the Managing Director of Nokia Malaysia, Maldives as well as Sri Lanka. We have been speaking about 5G, the innovations that it can bring to the market, as well as some of the challenges that might lie ahead for 2022. If you've missed any part of this show, just head on to astroawani.com, look for Notepad or look for Nokia. You can find us on all our social sites. Until then, thanks very much for watching and a happy new year to you.
All right. Thank you.